the conversation, I sought to get some clarity around and the implications around what was recently signed into law, the National Qualifications Framework Amendment Act. According to Adil Patel, National Head at Employment Practice at CDH, says that the new legislation will go a long way in clamping down on bogus education institutions. I caught up with his colleague Tam Sankla to chat about this. Sankla Mila, Associate in Employment Practice at Cliff Dicker Hoffman, joining us in conversation this evening on The Honest Truth. We're putting our attention on the new Qualifications Framework Amendment Act for 2019, which was officially signed by the President Cyril Ramaphosa this week. Tam Sankla, thank you so much for your time. What are the implications of the President signing this into law this week?
The implications are that if you are found to have been in contravention of the Act, that is, if you have misrepresented your qualifications, a fine or imprisonment may be, you may attract basically a fine or imprisonment.
Okay, so we can't lie about our qualifications. Prior to this new amendment act, the new amendment being signed, what sort of a problem had there been on the ground that required this sort of legislation?
A big problem. In the employment law space, you saw quite a lot of employees being dismissed for misrepresenting their academic qualifications. And these are things that would come up in the employment law space, maybe when the employer decides to do an employment law qualifications audit, and then they discover that a portion of the employees do not actually have those qualifications. Or what you usually find as well is people who require driver's licenses, for instance, for their jobs. And then the employer, after doing a verification, learns that the driver's license was either fraudulent or was fraudulently obtained, and then they have to start and commence with disciplinary action.
So now it's illegal to lie about your qualifications on your CV, on Twitter and LinkedIn as well. Does social media also qualify?
Yes.
And you mentioned that you could be in prison for up to how many years?
I think up to 5 years, but I'll just have to get back to you on that.
Okay.
So it attracts imprisonment or a fine.
I would imagine, apart from preventing individuals from lying about their qualifications, this new act also aims to tackle illegal tertiary institutions.
Yes, especially those who are not accredited. You have quite a lot of our young people approaching or attending schools that are not academically accredited with SAQA or any of those institutions, offering our youth and our citizens education that will eventually not end up basically anywhere because they're not accredited. So they are also, I think, part of the targets of the law that was published by the President.
And with the Amendment Act being signed into law this week, what does this mean for South African workplaces? How will it change as a result of this?
It's strengthened the power of the employer against employees that it employs. For instance, number one, previously you could only dismiss an employee for lying to you or misrepresenting their qualifications. And now in addition to that, you may possibly, I suppose, report them to the SAPS for them to further investigate and decide to do whether or not they're going to refer to the NPA for prosecution. So the employer now has more teeth and it has more, I suppose, power over the employees if they are put in a position where they later learn that the person that they've employed doesn't have the qualifications that they claim to have had either on based on their CVs or maybe on LinkedIn or wherever they got their CVs from.
Yeah, and I suppose it's also impressed upon individuals that from here on in, you certainly can't lie about your qualifications. Tam Sankla, are you able to just share more around the legalities around the South African Qualifications Authority? Do they have a list of offenders in this regard?
I would be lying to you if I said I knew if they have the list of offenders. I'm not sure if they do. I'd have to get back to you on that.
Not a problem. Where can we find out more information around the new Qualifications Framework Amendment Act?
I think the Government Gazette, I think if people just Googled and tried to find out about the current promulgation by the President, they'll be able to also find out from there. And also, I think my firm has also published a few alerts in relation to this about what it means for the employer if they find that one of the employees has misconducted themselves.
Thamsanqa Mila, Associate in Employment Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Appreciate your time this evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your time.
Just upon further investigation, the National Qualifications Framework Amendment Act, which we were speaking about, in fact also allows for the South African Qualifications Authority to establish separate registers for professionally misrepresented qualifications, designations, and fraudulent qualifications. So this means that even if you don't lie on your CV, for example, to get a job, if you make a false claim on Twitter or LinkedIn, you can in fact be reported to the South African Qualifications Authority for an investigation.